Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our special Sunday evening holiday Bible club, Parents' Night. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome you all. So we're going to commence our meeting tonight with the singing of the hymn number 692. Hymn number 692, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. So we'll all stand for singing. Certainly was good singing up the front here, and that's maybe just a wee foretaste of what we'll get later on from the girls and boys. And it's lovely to see all the girls and boys here tonight. So we're just going to open our prayer now, our meeting, with some prayer. So if we just ask the girls and boys, you know all the drill. Let me see you do what Auntie Gillian has taught you all week. Let's see it. One, two, three, four, down. Good girl. Our gracious God and loving Father, as we now still our hearts before Thee, Father, at the beginning of our meeting, we do thank Thee, Father, that this is Thy day, this is the Lord's day, and it is marvellous in our eyes. O God, how we praise You that we can come this one day a week, set aside to be special, Father, set aside because it is the day when we come to worship our God and to worship His Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You, Lord, that it has pleased You so much, Lord, to send Thy only Son, Lord, from the glories and splendor of heaven, to down onto this earth, Lord, to walk upon this earth, Lord, as we walk. He, O Lord, who was a sinless and spotless one, He knew no sin, but yet, Lord, the cruel man of this world took Him. They despised him and they rejected him, Father. And there, Lord, they took him and hung him on the cross of Calvary. There to die, Lord, so that we may live. There, Lord, he took all our sins, Lord, of every man, woman, boy and girl in this meeting. And he hung on that cross and died for us. Oh, Father, what a love our Savior has. We've just sung, Lord, that Jesus loves me, this I know. And, oh God, how we know that he does love us. He loves us with a love that we could never repay. His love for us, Lord, is beyond our comprehension. And, oh God, tonight we pray, Lord, that each girl and boy in this meeting, and each man and woman in this meeting tonight, mummies and daddies, grandas and grandas, grannies and grandas, would each tonight, Lord, realize that they need to be saved. Realize, Lord, that they need to give their life to thee. And, oh God, tonight we would pray that even in this meeting, Lord, none would leave this building without knowing Christ as their own and personal Savior. Oh, Father, we do pray, oh God, that you would bless the work here. We do pray, oh Lord, tonight for, especially for Reverend McMillan, Lord, and he's not been able to be with us tonight, Lord. He's in Uganda, and we do pray for our brother, Lord, as he preaches there, and we pray, Lord, that you'd be with him. Reverend Armstrong, our moderator as well, Father, and we pray that you'd know your blessed hand upon them, Lord, as they would preach at the pastor's conference. And Father, we pray, oh God, that they would bless those meetings, Father, and we pray, Lord, that you'd be with our brethren, Lord, and even, Lord, as they would travel home again in a few weeks, we pray, oh God, that you'd be with them and give them journey mercies, we pray. Father, we do thank you tonight for our sister Gillian, who has come down faithfully from Enniskillen night by night, Lord, to bring the stories and to lead the meetings for the children. We thank you for her. We thank you, Lord, for her love that she has for the boys and girls. And Lord, tonight we pray as her sister would come again to speak to the boys and girls, Lord, that you would bless her, Father. Lord, we keep your hand upon her. Father, we thank you for all that has taken place during the meetings this week with our children. And we just pray, oh God, for each leader. We pray, Father, that you would bless them. We thank you for their loyalty to thee, Father, and to thy word. And we thank you, Lord, that they've come night by night, Lord. Those who prepared the meetings and those who have helped, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'd bless them each one. We do thank you for the good spirit that we've had, Lord, in the meetings. And we pray, Lord, yet even tonight again, that we would know your presence with us. We do think of that little soul that did come and put her faith in Christ this week. And Father, for her we'd pray, Lord, that you'd bless her and lead her on with yourself. And Father, we pray for all the girls and boys in these so difficult a times it is for children, Lord. We heard that, O Lord, in the ministry of the word this morning from our brother, the Reverend Kai, Lord. And Father, help us, O Lord, to teach our children, Lord, not to listen to everything, Lord, that perhaps was said by their teachers, Lord. But, Lord, we pray that our children in the homes, Lord, would be given good Christian guidance, Father, to be told the truth, Lord. And, O God, we pray that if it would even please you, Lord, that you would intercede in this little land of ours, and Father, that you'd stop this rot, you'd stop this falling away, Lord, and that men and women and parents would awaken, Lord, and realize, Lord, that they need to protect their children. Oh God, we pray, Lord, for our little ones. They are the future of this land, the future of this church, the future of this nation. We do pray, Lord, that you'd bless them and raise them up to be men and women of the book, men and women of the Word of God. Oh God, we pray. So, Lord, be with us now as we continue on with you. We pray, oh God, that you be with us and bless us in the Savior's name and to his glory. Amen. Amen. At this stage of the meeting, just I'm going to bring to you some announcements, and then before we hand the meeting over to our sister Gillian. So just on behalf of the minister and the session of the church, we give you a warm welcome in the Saviour's name, and we pray that you'll know the Lord's blessing. Reverend McMillan is unable to be with us tonight, as he and our moderator, Reverend Armstrong, are currently on a visit to Uganda. and attending the Pastor Bible Conference at the Emmanuel School. And we pray the Lord will bless these meetings and give the brethren journey mercies. And most of all, we would like to thank all the boys and girls for coming along to the meeting each evening. And we also thank the parents for sending or bringing the children into the meetings. We want to give a special word of thanks to Rhonda and Gillian for arranging the Holiday Bible Club. And we thank all the helpers who have assisted throughout the week with all the various activities. I see our brother Colin Gray in there from Gray's Coaches, and we'd like to thank Colin for supplying the coaches all week for the meetings, and for Neil as well for driving them for us, and we do appreciate that, brother. We especially would like to thank Mrs. Gillian Muir, who has travelled down from Enniskillen to conduct the meetings each evening, and we can say we have really enjoyable week, and we pray the Lord will continue to bless Gillian in her outreach work amongst the boys and girls. Very importantly, at the close of the meeting, there is supper for everyone in the hall downstairs. And we encourage everyone to stay for a time of fellowship together. Just a few announcements for the incoming week. Prayer meeting on Wednesday, the 23rd of August. The speaker will be Mr. David McCauley, a student of the Whitfield College of the Bible. Sunday, the 27th of August, 11:30, morning service, 6:30, the evening service, with a time of prayer before both meetings. Preacher at the services will be the Reverend Trevor Baxter, one of our retired ministers. Please remember the mission in Market Hill continuing every evening at 8 p.m. Preachers the Reverend Patterson and the Reverend Henderson. We pray that the Lord will bless those meetings, and if you're free to go along and give support, I'm sure they'd appreciate that there as well. The Children's Bright Hour meetings will continue or recommence here on the 12th, Tuesday the 12th of September. And the girls and boys, I want to say to you, on behalf of the leaders, if you haven't been at our meetings before on a Tuesday night, you would be very welcome, and we want to invite you along to those meetings. The bus will go out here from the church every Tuesday night, and it covers the same route as we have covered this week. So there's no problem getting the children children lifted, and if any of the parents even want to contact some of the leaders about that, please do so. The leaders of the Children's Bright Hour have also asked me to announce if any members of the congregation would like to get involved in the helping out of Tuesday night meetings. Your help will be greatly appreciated. If it's even coming and sitting with the boys, or whatever other skills you may have, and you'd like to come along and help them out, if you please speak to Rev McMillan or one of the leaders, if you would like to get involved with the meetings. Now, our guest speaker, and then I'll be able to sit down and enjoy it. Our guest speaker at the Bible Holiday Club, of course, has been Gillian, Mrs. Gillian Muir, a child evangelist from the Enniskillen Church. Now, Gillian is a former member of our congregation and a past leader of the children's meetings here. We are not going to say how long ago that was or anything like that, Gillian, so we'll just leave it at that. So we're just going to invite Gillian now to come along and begin the program that she has prepared for us this evening. And then that will be followed then by the prize giving. Thank you very much.
One take.
Very good now.
We're ready to go. Thank you. Maybe that'll work better. Well, I'm very glad to be here. We have had a good time with the boys and girls. Have you had a good time at Bible Club? Have you enjoyed learning about what was our subject? Heroes or villains? And where did we find these heroes or villains? Yes? In the Bible. That is right. So tonight, well, these are some of the villains that we have looked at and some of our heroes that we have found in the Word of God. And tonight we're going to think about another hero or villain. Now, we have learnt the difference between heroes and villains. Heroes do good things, villains do bad things. That is right. But when it comes to the Bible is full of heroes and full of villains. We learned that villains and heroes in the Bible don't wear masks and don't have a big S. They look just like us. And we found out that Bible heroes love, serve and obey who? Obey me. Obey who? God. That is right. But Bible villains go against what God says. Basically what God says in the Bible. That's the Bible villains. Now, tonight, what is it going to be? Are we going to look at a villain? Or are we going to look at a hero? Right. Who thinks it's going to be a villain? Hands up. Only a few. Who thinks it's going to be a hero? Hands up. Ooh, a lot more. Well, tonight we are going to look at a villain. But we're also going to look at a hero. So some of us got it right. Now, let's start with our Bible lesson. Now, King Saul was not in good form. King Saul was not obeying God. He was not doing what God said he should do. He wanted his own way. He had angry moods, tantrums. I hope there's nobody here who has temper tantrums. No temper tantrums. Temper tantrums do not please the Lord. But his servants were very concerned about the king and they said, listen, we need to find someone who can help to calm the king right down. We should try and find someone who can play an instrument that'll relax the king down. And one of them said, I know a man. He's the son of Jesse and he comes from Bethlehem. And he's a very good musician. God is with him. God is with him. And this is our hero. And his name was David. And we can say of David that he loved, served and obeyed God. And so David was brought to play his harp before the king. And he was really, really very, very good. And he played. And the king relaxed right down. Now the thing was, David's heart was right with God. David served and loved and obeyed the Lord. Saul's heart was sinful before God. What is your heart like before the Lord? Because God sees right into your heart tonight. Does he see a heart where Jesus has washed your sins away? Or does he see a heart that's very sinful? You see, God's word tells us that God sent his son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to take away your sin and my sin. And he did that by sending Jesus to die upon the what? What did Jesus die? Tell me. He died upon the cross. Good man. But had the Lord Jesus ever done anything wrong? No, he'd done nothing wrong. Do we do things that are wrong? Who's done something wrong today? Do you know, I think if we were really honest, we'd all be able to say we've done something wrong. Well, the Lord Jesus had done nothing wrong, but wicked men had nailed him to the cross. Not only did they do that, but they put a crown of thorns upon the head of the Lord Jesus. Not a nice gold crown, but a crown of thorns. And the thorns would have been that big. And they didn't just set it on his head. They pushed it down onto his head to make fun of Jesus, because Jesus is the King of the Jews. But they put this crown of thorns to make everybody laugh and to make fun of Jesus. That was not a good thing to do. Sure it wasn't. But the Lord Jesus went to the cross for our sin. All the sins that we have done, the Lord Jesus took upon himself. And he's the only one who can take away our sins. Billy can't take away your sins. Mm-mm. Mark can't take away your sins. Mm-mm. I can't take away your sins. And if the Reverend McMillan was here, he couldn't take away your sins either. You see, the only person who can take away your sins is the Lord Jesus, because he never sinned. How can you get rid of that sin? Well, you just need to tell the Lord Jesus that you are sorry for your sin. You say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for all the sinful things I have done. Please take away my sin and come and be my Savior. Guess what? He will. He did it when I asked him when I was a little girl, and the Lord Jesus came to be my Savior, and he washed my sins away. You know, when I asked Jesus into my heart, I thought everybody would be really happy for me when I went home. But they weren't. And you know, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you know, this is my gift to you. And I save your mommy and your daddy soon. And you know he did. The Lord Jesus hears our prayers. Well, here comes our villain. He wasn't a short man, our villain. Our villain was 3 meters tall. And his name was... You said it. Goliath. He was 3 meters tall. He was bigger than anybody here, and he would come out and shout, come out and fight me! Come and fight me, you cowards! But none of the children of Israel would go and fight him, because they were afraid. This giant said, listen, if you beat me, then we will be your servants. If I beat you, you will all be my servants. Well, he was really big. And all the soldiers of the children of Israel were very, very afraid. He wore armor from top to toe. He had, do you see there? He had a man to carry his shield and his spears because he was such a big man. Everyone was afraid. Come out and fight me! But nobody would come out and fight him. They were all afraid. His armor weighed 59 kilos. Who has seen a big sack of potatoes this size? Has anybody tried to lift one? It is very hard. I don't think I could lift a big bag. Goliath's armor weighed 3 big bags of potatoes. Big sacks of potatoes. So his armor alone was really heavy. And for 40 days and 40 nights, he shouted, come and fight me! But nobody would come and fight him. They were all afraid. He was a very big villain. And sometimes in our lives, boys and girls, we have villains who'll come to try and fight us. Do you know what the Bible tells us? Do you know, I love this book. Because it tells me a lot of things. It tells me when villains or bullies come to fight me, the Bible says, fear not, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. God tells us not to be afraid, and he says he will do great things for us. King Saul, over all the children of Israel, he was afraid to go and fight Goliath. You see, Saul's heart was not right with God. Saul's heart was very far from the Lord. Saul had allowed sin into his life. David's brother, Eliab, was afraid. His other brother, Abinadab, he was afraid to go and fight Goliath. Shammah, his other brother, they were all afraid. And you know, none of the soldiers would go and fight this big villain, Goliath. They were all really afraid. Goliath was a real villain. And he was scary. Sometimes boys and girls can be afraid. Can't we be afraid? Yeah. Sometimes we've gone to bed and we've gone to sleep and then we waken up and it's dark. And everything is... There's not a sound in the house. And sometimes we think we hear something and we're very afraid. Sometimes boys and girls can be afraid of spiders. I'm not a big fan of spiders. Sometimes boys and girls can be afraid of going to the dentist. Or sometimes boys and girls, when they're in bed, they think, there's a monster under their bed. Who's ever thought of that? Who shouted, Mommy! Daddy! There's a monster under my bed! Who's done that? Oh, do you know? We've all done that. And do you know what's the truth, boys and girls? I would say if we asked all these big people, they were afraid of a monster under their bed too. But there never is a monster under their bed. We just think there are. But you know, we can be afraid. But God's word tells us, boys and girls, what are those two words? Fear not. Fear not. Isn't God really good? He's telling us not to be afraid. Why are we not to be afraid? For the Lord will do, what's that next word? Great things. God can do great things for you, so you don't need to be afraid. Well, our hero David, his daddy said to him, David, I want you to go to the field of battle and I want you to bring some food for your brothers and some food for their captains. And I need you to take them. Now, he didn't have the car to jump into. And he didn't have a motorbike. All he had was a donkey. And they were put on the donkey. And you know, it was about 18 miles from his house to where the battle was. Now, Armagh to Portadown is about 10 miles. Has anybody ever walked to Portadown? No. Well, it's like walking to Portadown and then back again. That would be very far. But we see this young man, David. Yes, he would do it. He was obedient to his daddy. He did what he was told. You see, David trusted in the living God. He trusted God with all of his heart. He wasn't afraid because he knew the Lord was with him. When David got to the battlefield, there was our villain. What did you call our villain again? Goliath. That is right. David reached. The men had been at the battlefield for almost 6 weeks. He left the food things for his brothers. And then the giant came out. Come out and fight me! Well, David, he was totally amazed. He'd never seen anything like it. Because who was this giant shouting at us? And why were the soldiers... What were the soldiers doing? They were scared. They were sort of hiding. They didn't want the giant to see them. They were afraid. Well, David had never seen such a thing in his life. And his brothers said to him, he said, who is this Philistine? How dare he defy the armies of the living God? Well, David's brother Eliab said to him, what are you doing here? You should be looking after our dad's sheep. You've just come here to see the battle. His brother wasn't happy to see him. And he says, like, what have I done? I've only asked a question. But as David watched, no one volunteered to go and fight the villain Goliath. Now, David was different to all of the other men who were there. Because David wasn't afraid of the giant Goliath. You see, David trusted God to help him and to make him strong and to do the right things. Remember what our verse says? Fear not. You say it with me. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2 verse 21. Fear not. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. God is telling us not to be afraid. Why should we not be afraid? What's the verse telling us? What will the Lord do for us if we trust him? He will do great things for us, that's right. Well, David went to see Goliath, went to see King Saul and said, listen, I will go and fight this giant. Well, King Saul thought, well, listen, David, remember, he knew David because David played the harp to him. So he knew him. And he said, David, do you not realize this man, Goliath, has been fighting people from he was a teenager? And now he's a big giant. And David, you don't even know how to fight. Why would you do this? Well, yes, David was smaller than Goliath. David wasn't a soldier. And David, he maybe didn't have many muscles. But David trusted who? Who did David trust? He trusted God. He did. David tried on the king's armor, but it was too... What's wrong with it? It was too heavy and too big. But David trusted in the living God to help him beat the villain, giant Goliath. Now, we sometimes get afraid, as I said, but we don't need to be afraid. We can tell who. We can tell the Lord Jesus, that's right. And will the Lord Jesus hear us? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, he will hear us. Because look what it says. Fear not, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do tiny things, itty bitty things. What sort of things will he do? Great things. That's right, God will do great things. So you be like David. Trust in the living God. Well, David went to meet the giant, and there was a wee river, and he stopped, and he picked up 5 small stones, and he put them into his pocket, and then he took one stone out, and he headed towards the giant Goliath. Well, the giant laughed. You're sending me this boy to fight me? This boy? They thought, this is going to be over. We will win. Yes, the giant had heavy armor all over his body. David, did he have any armor? No, he had no armor. But what did he have? He had a sling and 5 stones. That's exactly right. David was ready to fight this villain. He headed towards him. And the giant thought, I can deal with this. This is a boy coming to fight me, a giant. But David was trusting in who to help him in the battle. Yes? Uh-huh. He was trusting in God. Good man. He was trusting in God. And you know, God will make you strong if you trust in him and ask him to help you. And he will. He will help you. Well, David was trusting in the living God. You be like David and trust in the living God. Well, David wasn't going to run away from this giant. He ran towards him. He told the giant, you come to me trusting in your spear and all your armor, but I come to you in the name of the living who? Good man, yes. God will give me the victory over you. You see, David really, really was trusting in the Lord. He was a real what? Hero. He was. He wasn't afraid. The villain Goliath thought he was going to win this. David came to him with a slingshot, 5 small stones. He had one in his slingshot. And he started to swing it round fast. And David came running towards Goliath. He let the stone go. And it went through the air. And it hit Goliath right there. What wasn't here? What wasn't there? Exactly, the helmet stopped up here, but it didn't stop. Who guided the stone to the place where there was no armor? That's right, God did. God guided the stone. And down went the giant Goliath. When the children of Israel, all the soldiers saw what had happened, they ran into battle, and God blessed the children of Israel that day with a great win. God blessed David because he had trusted in him. You too can do the same. You can be a hero for the Lord. But you must know him as your Savior first. Now, I know that quite a few of you have already asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. So you know you can trust him and ask God to help you when you meet villains in your life. And God will help you. And he will bless you. Right. Boys and girls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to pray. Lord Jesus, we do ask thee this night that you will help boys and girls to be strong in the Lord. We pray, Lord, for those that know you as Savior, you will help them to stand and not be afraid. Give them strength, give them wisdom. Help them to trust in you just like David did. And we ask you, Lord, for those that have still not asked you to be their Savior, Lord, that you will open their eyes and open their heart and give them that grace to call upon your name. Bless every boy and girl, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I think there's maybe something nice for boys and girls. I thought this was for me. Do you not think I've been really good all week? Yeah, I have been good. I have. Yeah. But these aren't for me.
No, sorry.
Oops. Well, here, let me give you this.
Have you a pocket?
I don't.
You don't have a belt?
No.
Well, here, we'll I'll hold it.
Can you hear me? Yeah. I just want to reiterate what's already been said. I want to thank each and every one of the children who's came to the Holiday Bible Club. It really wouldn't be the same without you. And we want to thank the parents or the guardian who's here tonight for sending your child. It delights us to see every single one. Every child that comes through the door doesn't go unnoticed. And I just want to thank you for sending your children. So we have got little prizes here for them for coming. And we're going to ask them to come up in school class. So if you're in nursery or P1, to come first. Or are you?
Well, we want to thank Gillian very much for that lovely story that she's brought to us. And also we want to thank the girls and boys for that wonderful singing again. So what we're going to do now is just to bring our meeting to a close. I think actually we maybe should give the girls and boys a nice wee round of applause for all they've done tonight. So we're just going to sing another hymn, hymn number 704, just before we bring our meeting to a close. 704, if I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. We'll just sing the whole four verses. And please remember, there is plenty of supper for all, so don't be shy, don't be heading off. Come down and join with us, please. Hymn number 704. Thanks for the food tonight, and we'll bring our meeting to a close. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the girls and boys tonight. And Lord, they have just been so good, and we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you that thou hast said, if little ones will come to me. Oh, Father, tonight we would pray again. Bring these little ones unto yourself. We do thank you for all who have come out tonight. And Lord, we pray that each one would be blessed in heart. And each one again we would ask, Lord, would realize that they need to be saved and that come and trust in Christ. Father, we do thank you now for the supper that thou hast provided for us and for the ladies that have prepared it for us as well. And we do pray you bless that supper to our use. For those who cannot stay, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and be with us all, Lord. And at the end of the evening, we pray that you'd take us each one for our homes and safety. And truly, Lord, we will know the blessing of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit upon us. For in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Do you want to go to the door, John?